Skagway's municipal elections this year feature competitive races for both mayor and assembly. The two candidates running for school board are running unopposed. On Tuesday, I went down to City Hall to cast a ballot and talk to voters. There are two candidates for mayor this year in Skagway and three candidates running for two open assembly seats. Municipal clerk Emily Deitch says the town has 1,234 registered voters this year, and over the last 2 years, she's seen voter turnout hover at around 40%. She says she doesn't expect final results on Tuesday night because absentee and early vote ballots won't be counted until Thursday.
I saw more people coming in to vote early in person in the 2 weeks before.
But Deitch says she didn't send out as many absentee ballots as in years past. After I cast my vote in assembly chambers with more election workers than voters present, I grabbed my I voted sticker, a tiny candy bar, and I went outside to talk with some Skagwegians that had just voted.
How was the voting process for you?
It was wonderful. It was very streamlined and socially distant and lovely.
Aha, everybody's masked up in there?
Yes.
Did you have a candidate today that you were excited about for assembly or mayor?
Yes.
Do you want to share who you were excited about?
No.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say?
Easy decisions.
Yeah, easy decisions. Wonderful that we have people that care enough to continue to run.
You're not going to put me on the news, are you?
Not if you don't want to be.
No, it's okay. What do you want to ask me?
Well, just how did you find the voting process today?
Oh, it was super easy. Super duper easy. And I thought about pre-voting or voting ahead, but it was just so simple to come down here today.
Did you have any candidates you were specifically excited about?
Yes.
Did you want to share who that candidate or those candidates were?
I'll just say I think it's important to remember who took us through the pandemic and how we got to where we are right now. Is that okay?
It's great. Yeah, you can say anything you want.
Anything?
Yeah. Which is your favorite I voted sticker?
This one with the extra tufts in the middle. These shoes. They could just all be extra tufts, but this one's my favorite.
Would you vote for extra tufts if they were running for office?
Yes, I would. I did write them in for school board. They have my best interest in mind.
Dry feet.
How did you find the voting process?
Oh, fantastic. It was great. Easy. I brought my 3-year-old in and couldn't have been smoother.
Who did you vote for, sir?
Okay, never mind.
He votes for Kathy Carr.
Oh.
Yes, that's his write-in vote.
How long have you been a voter in Skagway?
Oh, my God. As long as I've lived here year-round, 10 years.
Have you ever tried the mail-in voting?
No, just because we live so close.
It's kind of fun coming down.
It is fun. It's a beautiful city hall. It's a nice place to visit. And it's just too easy.
I'm on municipal time.
Perfect. Yeah, you got plenty of time then. No, just how was the voting process? I'll walk with you.
It was great.
How long have you been voting in Skagway?
Oh, as long as I can remember, Swayze.
Did you have any candidates you were really excited about?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
For which seat?
For both seats. For school board and for the mayoralship.
Hmm. What about assembly?
That too. All three seats.
Yeah, all right. Sweet. Okay. Have fun back at work.
Thanks, buddy.
Polls close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. KHNS will bring preliminary numbers as soon as they become available, somewhere around 9 p.m. We will continue to monitor vote tallies and bring final numbers once the winners have been officially declared.